was 13 years ago. He was born on the Wednesday, everything perfectly fine. We took him home on the Friday. We were new parents. It was all quite exciting and frightening and tiring and so on. And then the Saturday morning when we woke up, he was dead in my arms. I'd fed him in the night and fallen asleep whilst breastfeeding. The ambulance showed up. They took him away straight away. And once we got to the hospital, they showed us through to the family waiting room. And you kind of know at that point when you're taken somewhere private that it's not good. And the doctor came in to see us a few moments later, and his face told the whole story. He didn't even have to say anything. I looked at him and I said, "He's dead, isn't he?" And he just nodded, and then our lives changed really from that moment on. I've come over all weird. It's affected our lives since then, and it always will.
What were you told was the cause?
On his death certificate, it said sudden infant death syndrome, which doesn't mean anything. It doesn't give you any reason as to why your child has died. I've been real keen to find out why he died. And to be fair, I probably never will find out. And I suspect that all of the babies that have died over the years have died for different reasons. If somebody had said to me, he died because he had this wrong with him, it gives you some reason as to why he died. And at the moment, for me, there's no reason why Ellis died, because nobody can tell me why he died. And I want to know why this life I brought into the world is no longer here anymore. I almost feel like 9 months of your life has been wasted because you've brought this baby into the world and then all of a sudden it's gone. It's the most horrendous thing I've ever gone through. Don't expect your child to die before you.
You do come to have your second child as well. Did this make it all the more difficult, thinking something like this could happen again?
Definitely. Absolutely, yeah. I don't think I particularly bonded with him when he was first born, because I was afraid that he was going to die as well. And I think that he must have been possibly about 4 or 5 weeks old before it dawned on me that actually I think he is here to stay.
Do you think there's enough support for parents as well who are going through this?
Locally here in our region, local hospital didn't run the care of the next infant scheme, so I had to fight to get all of the things that we had: the apnea monitor, the resuscitation training, the follow-up with the doctors afterwards to make sure everything was all right. And they still don't have that in place now.